Boris Johnson is rolling the dice. The British Prime Minister had been pushing for a national election, and now he's got it. The vote is scheduled for December 12th, so it's back to the campaign trail for Johnson's Conservative Party to make the case for Brexit. Polls indicate that Johnson's party is solidly ahead of the main opposition Labour Party. But wait a second. This is Brexit, and that means it's impossible to guess how this will all eventually shake out. Here's the world's Orla Barry in London.
In Britain, elections do not come every 4 years like they do in the US. Politicians here set the date for a national vote strategically. The idea is to choose the right time and give your party the best chance for success at the polls. What could possibly go wrong?
The headlines this morning. After tumultuous election night, the UK has a hung parliament. Theresa May's decision to call an election has backfired with the Conservatives short of an overall Commons majority.
Prime Minister May failed spectacularly in 2017. Brexit was ultimately her downfall. But Boris Johnson seems to think that history will not repeat itself.
There is only one way to get Brexit done in the face of this unrelenting parliamentary obstructionism. This endless, willful, fingers crossed, not me, Gov refusal to deliver on the mandate of the people. And that is, Mr. Speaker, to refresh this Parliament and give the people a choice.
The main opposition leader is Jeremy Corbyn from the Labour Party. He's not just focusing on Brexit. Corbyn promises a progressive future for Britain, focused on income inequality, climate change and improved government services.
I'm very ready to go out there and give that message in any election whenever it comes.
But just how much of a risk is all this for Boris Johnson? He's the front runner in the polls, the solid 11-point lead for his Conservative Party over Labour. That might sound encouraging, but Rob Watson, the BBC's senior political correspondent, says this is a high-risk strategy for the Conservatives.
Brexit has admitted, if you like, a shock to the British political system, to voters. Another factor that's worth remembering, and that is voter volatility in the UK. I mean, it used to be in the good old days that people were amazingly loyal to their parties, but now people switch parties in the way that they might switch kind of brands of washing powder. So, it is an inherently very risky approach.
Come polling day, there are usually a number of key issues that influence people's decisions. Healthcare and immigration were the big ones last time round. This time, though, it seems there really is just one issue.
Look, Brexit is this oversized elephant in this very tiny room. I mean, the entire reason why the election is happening is because Britain's politicians couldn't agree what to do about the results of the referendum in 2016. Certainly, the governing Conservatives, Mr. Johnson, wants to make it about Brexit. Some of those parties which are out and out anti-Brexit parties, they absolutely want to make it about Brexit and to say this is your last chance to stop Britain leaving the EU to the voters.
There's another problem with scheduling an election in mid-December. It's a couple of weeks before Christmas, for starters, but this will also be Britain's third election in 4 years. And it's fair to say that the public here is already suffering with considerable Brexit fatigue. The BBC talked to some voters on the streets of Birmingham this week, and they're not sure another election will bring much change.
I think politically at the moment everything is obviously a mess, and it has been a mess for a couple of years. I think the country just want a bit of stability now. I'm not sure whether an election can give that.
Brexit is a different issue. Where if it happens, if it doesn't happen, my main point of concern is however we take the country forward.
Possibly we're going to get virtually nowhere with a Christmas election.
The campaign is only a little over 5 weeks long, but it looks like it could be a deeply divisive one. This week, opposition MP Heidi Allen with the Liberal Democrats announced she's not running for re-election because of the abuse she's been getting.
The unbelievable amount of loss of privacy and nastiness that's out there. You are attacked on a daily basis, on email, on social media. People shout at you in the street. It's become absolutely vile. I thought I could carry on. I had a particularly nasty email last week. And I thought, you know what? Nobody in their working place should have to put up with this.
No matter what happens with the vote in December, the British public will have to put up with the Brexit issue for some time to come. The latest Brexit deadline is January 31st of next year. And even if Brexit does happen, it'll only be the beginning of a long, complicated process of leaving the European Union once and for all. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.